Tom Herbers is a longtime Minneapolis recording and sound engineer and record producer. He ran his third-year recording studio from 1992 to 2007. Since the 80s, he's engineered and produced seminal Minneapolis bands on the Twin Tone label, such as Soul Asylum, The Jayhawks, and Magnolias. More recently, he's worked with Low, Charlie Parr, Dark Dark Dark, and Zoo Animal. Tom, tell us what you've been up to lately.
Freelancing, roaming around, recording. I'm working a lot out of a studio called Creation Audio in South Minneapolis.
I understand that you are doing some studios of Minneapolis history.
Creation Audio is in a building that's been a recording studio since the early 50s. It's full of history. A lot of people have recorded there. Studio used to be called K-Bank Recording and Cookhouse Studios. It was actually started by a guy named Bruce Wedeen. He's the guy who recorded all the Michael Jackson stuff. He was a Minneapolis boy who started here, then moved on to big things. I'm just looking photos and artifacts from people that recorded, not just in the Creation, but I'm also fascinated by other old studios like Sound 80, which was located in the Seward neighborhood of Minneapolis. And that was a studio that Prince did some of his early work. It was the main studio in the Twin Cities throughout the 70s, basically. The song Funky Town was done there. Bob Dylan, that's probably the most famous one. Blood on the Tracks.
Can you tell us a little bit of what you're up to in your recent past?
The band Low is one of my main clients. I do a lot of work with them, not just studio work, but traveling with them for some of the concert sound. Robert Plant has recorded two of their songs on his new record, which comes out in September, songs Monkey and Silver Rider. Sometimes your
voice is not. Can you tell us an anecdote about working with Dark 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 or Charlie Parr?
I've always enjoyed working in unique spaces. Charlie Parr is a good example, recording with him in different rooms, in a garage, house, in other people's houses, at school. And Dark Dark Dark, we worked in a theater in Minneapolis called Music Box Theater. But it's always been a way I like to work, find a nice space that everybody's interested in and see what happens.
Your arms so low to the ground.
The band Y, they did spend a month at my studio in early 2007. It was challenging for them being the dead of winter in Minnesota for the Californians. But there was one day where a session was cut short due to a fire in another part of the building. It was quite dramatic, all the fire trucks showing up. Luckily, the studio was safe.
And Los Lobos?
Yeah, I did a couple songs with them, one way back in 93, I think, for a soundtrack, and then one more recently, I'm Not There. It's all Bob Dylan songs. So got to record a Dylan song. It was pretty fun.
What do you look for in people that you record?
Hey, I like a lot of different styles, but good music, people that like to perform real music, recording the traditional way with people playing together live in a room.
Good stories from back in the day.
Soul Asylum and the Jayhawks, that Sweet Relief record for Victoria Williams. We recorded a song for Soul Asylum, one for the Jayhawks, at the same time. We were all in the studio together for a long weekend. It was good fun with the collaborations out in the woods in Cannon Falls, Minnesota.
What kind of song would you give if you had the song?
Yeah, I never got to work with the Replacements, but I did work with all of them individually post-Replacements days. Oh, it's great. It's fun working with Tommy Stinson on the Bash and Pop record, Slim Dunlop solo records.
Tell me a little bit about some of your favorite musicians you've worked with.
Locally, Andrew Broder, I've done a lot of work with him, and Martin Dosh, Charlie Parr, in a totally different side of things. I have a lot of fun with him, and Low and their scene, working with them and for many years. Since 94. They get me out of the studio, travel to fun places, New Zealand, Australia, Tel Aviv, many times in Europe.
You're out and seeing music in the community a lot. If you want to talk about any of your connectivity with the music scene as a whole.
Bob has been pretty involved in the music scene from a young age, going to see an all-ages shows from 15 years old, probably, going to the 7th Street Entry as early as I was able to.
You have some vintage equipment that you use?
Vintage stuff and new stuff. I like to record using the traditional methods, and I have tape machines of all varieties and a nice recording console from the early 70s, but I use it in a mobile way. Yeah, it's more my style. I like working with people, recording real music the way it should be done. I'm not saying I don't touch a computer, but it doesn't make me as happy.